Mr. Oh, I let you.
Hey, get in here. Dallas is about to start.
Welcome to the Ewing Barbecue, where we talk about the 80s television show Dallas. My name is Mary.
I'm Sarah.
I'm Josh, and I'm drinking bourbon again.
I'm Pinot Grigio again.
And I am drinking Zevia, which is, if you don't know what Zevia is, it's a soda that is made with stevia instead of regular sugar. So, because I'm taking some medicine that's preventing me from drinking alcohol, so.
As long as it's not alcohol.
But she'll be back next week, don't worry.
I will be back, yes.
So we've been on hiatus.
Yes, we have been on a hiatus. And so I feel like our episodes have been here and there being released. And I apologize for that a lot. But my summer's been bananas, going to Michigan, going back to Washington, going to Michigan. And it's just been very busy. So
my summer's been boring, thanks to certain people who get the Golden Turd of the Year award. Thank you.
Oh, there you go.
Yep. I'm not holding any punches. They can go fry. Anyway.
How's your summer been, Sarah?
Boring and stressful. Planning the wedding.
Oh, right. So. Right. Yeah.
Somebody's getting married?
No. I was like, why me? No, we finally finalize everything, so that's good.
Cool.
So everything's done, but everything's not paid for yet.
Yeah.
That's the hard part. Mm. More expensive when your daddy doesn't pay for it. It's the second time around.
Right.
So, not my first rodeo.
Actually, anyway. my one highlight this summer was the school I used to work at went out of business, and they had a liquidation auction.
Okay.
And I got tons of audio video equipment for dirt cheap, and I'm going to resell it.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Cool.
You're going to resell it and not keep it?
Look for that all later. I'll post links if anybody needs equipment.
Yeah, I'll have to see what you have. Never know. I mean,
yeah, what kind is it? Like, is it like in-home stuff or is it like
wireless mic systems, microphones, a audio mixing board from a radio station, and a video switching system? It could make over $6,000 after selling everything. But
a mixing board is maybe something I'd be interested in if the price is right. We'll see.
Special Dallas discount for Mary. Well, so.
All right, so tonight we are discussing Season 2, Episode 11, Triangle.
Not square, not rhombus.
Yes, a triangle. It was written by Camille Marchetta and directed by Vincent McEvity. I have absolutely no idea how to pronounce this. I'm really sorry, Vincent.
McEvity, we'll say.
McEvity? Sure. Yeah. It's MC, capital E, VEETY. So, yeah, that's. Yeah, sorry, Vincent. And it aired
the day before I was born, 11/26/1978. So
that's a very special episode of
Dallas. My mom was probably watching this. Yeah, this is a special one. I don't particularly like it, but I actually have 4 pages of notes because it was so cheesy. I had lots of notes, real exciting notes. So,
and a couple of one casting note. It starred guest star was Kate Mulgrew, who people might know as Captain Janeway from Star Trek Voyager. She was also Ted Danson's almost fiance on Cheers, and she played the wife of Peter Fox Columbo on Kate Loves a Mystery.
Hmm.
And the role was originally
I know she offered, looks she looks so familiar.
The role was originally offered, believe it or not, to Susan Howard, who turned that down along with a role in the pilot episode.
So she was meant to be with Ray either way.
That's right. That's right.
Pretty much.
Wow. Dang. I have to say, I love, even though it's super cheesy, I love the name Garnet McGee.
I like the name Garnet. I do like it.
It was interesting. It was interesting that they'd already been dating for a couple of months, so there's a lot happened off camera.
Right, that's true. Yeah, because we really haven't been seeing what's up with Ray for a little while, except for when Lucy comes and hits on him, and then he's like, "It's over, Lucy. It's over." And that's all we've seen from Ray for a while.
Yeah, yes. It's kind of icky.
He's been like just the boy toy on the ranch. That's it.
Right.
He hadn't really had any storylines until now.
Ray Diggler.
Oh, yeah.
But this is the episode when he has gotten rid of the blue pervert pickup truck, and he has the white pickup truck for the first time.
Oh, so maybe this is, like, his changing. Like, maybe it was the truck of the whole time.
It could be.
This is a good luck truck. Yeah. This is a fucking good luck truck.
It was a pivotal episode for Ray in this episode by the end, but we'll get there.
Who wants to start? Because I got lots to say tonight. So y'all go ahead and...
You start then.
All right.
Okay. Well, excuse me. Okay. Like I said, this episode was not my favorite, but I liked that it had Ray as like the main storyline because he needed a storyline. He did, besides Lucy. That's gross. Garnet, I like the name. You can tell definitely that they did not do any voiceover. She's definitely singing because it's not that great. But...
It's not very good, yeah.
The way that they perceived her in this is almost like they tried to make her, even from the way she dressed, they tried to make her like a Patsy Cline. That's the vibe I got from her, like the Patsy Cline country thing.
Yeah.
So I guess that's why people think that she's like attractive. It's like that raspy voice and weird, which is another thing. I hate her speaking voice. Like not her singing voice. I don't like her speaking voice. It's weird to me. I don't like it.
Okay.
I can see that. Okay.
Interesting.
It's just, I can see that. Yeah. And it's not everything she says. It's just, it's almost like, I guess, kind of like a, like here, it's like a dialect thing. It's certain words that she says, and then it's like, that's what she's talking. A little bit. It's like kind of raspy. It just bothered me. So, that's my little beginning take on it, because it opens up with the, what I think Bobby and, it's Lucy and her date or friend, and then Bobby and Pam, right?
Joe, who doesn't seem, he doesn't seem like someone that Lucy would date, I didn't think.
No, I didn't.
So he probably had some dirt on her, like Roger.
Yeah.
Damn Roger.
But they're at the Mustang Club. Which just sounds like a Western honky-tonk, if ever.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's really just my beginning opening thing. Just, I mean, I guess that's how they showed her. But that did, I didn't realize until, like, a little bit later in the episode that, like Josh said, they've been dating for a while. Like, it's not like they just had a first date. Like, they actually were, like, talking marriage or whatever. Or Ray was talking marriage.
Well, Ray was talking marriage, yeah.
Yeah. And she said she'd never lied to him and didn't promise him anything and blah, blah, blah.
Well, I think that Garnet obviously has issues. Like, she does obviously have some issues, but she never lies to him. She's straightforward with who she is and what she's about the entire time.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I think he just wants to see past it.
He does. He's just, it's one of that thing where like someone tells you who they are, believe them. And he was like, no, I'm going to change her, you know?
Exactly. You can't change
her. Right. And he's going to make world peace too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
But they want to go over to meet her, and it's like, Joe goes, oh, I wouldn't mind if she hung all over me. And then Lucy slapped him down. Like,
right. Lucy gets all jealous.
Go over there, play with you. Oh, yeah. But it's interesting because Pam has a past with Garnet. She knew her from somewhere.
They are both poor together. They live like on the same side of town. Like she knew where she lived. And she's like, I still live out there and the blah, 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 blah. What, I don't know. But you can tell Pam maybe wasn't as jealous like Lucy was, but she obviously from the get-go said that she's an opportunist. I don't like her.
Right.
You know, and Bobby was a little flirty too. Even the next day at the ranch, she was like, yo, on the first dance. Like, I'd be like, come here a second. Like,
everybody was flirting with Garnet. Even Jock was flirting with Garnet.
Yeah.
I know. And she's not that attractive.
Well, here's what I like is that I feel like nowadays they'd cast some like super wavy, model-y actress to be this, like, sultry person that everyone's after. And she's just, like, a normal person. She's attractive. She looks like a real person, and I totally dig that.
But that's what I was saying. Other than the voice and the clothing, the Patsy Cline, like, vibe I got, that's, in real life, Patsy Cline was not a size 4, and she wasn't, like, absolutely beautiful, but people were attracted to her because of her charisma and her voice. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And she was very, what's the word? It's not, I'm not the word confident, but I guess she could just.
Yeah, maybe confidence.
Exude. Yeah. Maybe kind of exude confidence. Like she just didn't give a shit what anybody thought about her. And like you said, she charisma. Told it like it was from the beginning. Yep. Charisma. And didn't care. And was like, this is me and I know I'm good and blah, 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 you know.
Yep.
So that's maybe what they were attracted to.
Yep.
I guess.
I like when she goes, well, if you play your cards right, you can marry that Ewing girl. I'm sitting there like,
yeah.
Gross.
Yeah, what?
No. No.
Yeah.
No, no, no.
No, 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 no.
No, Lucy. No. We learned in this episode that Ray is 35.
Yes, he is officially 35. So now we know. And Lucy is still 18.
So weird.
Ugh.
She's old enough. He's old enough to be her father or her uncle. Oh wait, he is her uncle. I'm sorry. No. I don't know. Let the singing thing go, Lucy. You couldn't sing in the episode with Billy Gust, and you can't sing now. You'd never picked up a guitar before that episode.
I think that the reason she sees how much attention Garnet gets from being a singer, and that's what she's drawn to. She's like, I can have all of this attention.
Mm-hmm. She is definitely.
Because that's Lucy needs attention.
Right, because she keeps changing her career ideas. And at one point later in the episode, JR goes, yeah, no, when you wanted to be in the circus, I'd love to see Lucy in the circus.
And that I was like, and then she was like, yeah, I know, but that I was younger. And I was like, Lucy really wanted to be in the circus. What? Okay. That's random.
Did they say that? Is that true? I don't even remember that. And I was thinking, I can't remember.
Like, if it wasn't true, then Lucy should have been like, whatever. But she wasn't. She was like, I was younger, whatever. So I don't know if he's bringing up something from when she was 6 or if that was like when she was 16.
I don't know. In that scene, the two things that I wrote down was, first of all, you could definitely tell in this episode when they were doing the recording and they were, you know, doing the filming, she was sick. Her voice was so raspy. Yeah. She was like, in the outside. But the other thing that I wrote was when she realizes that nobody's going to listen to her about singing, she said, it's not over until I say it is. I was like, what a fucking brat. She is like, she goes from like, please, 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 I'll do anything. Then fuck you. Like, it's like, she's like, Jekyll and Hyde. She does it like 2 or 3 times in this episode, but of course she does it all the time until way later when she's not even on the show anymore. But it literally, like, she's crazy. I think she's a little crazy.
A bipolar?
Maybe. It's possible.
I mean, we're all a little crazy, but.
It's totally possible. I'd go crazy living in that house.
It was just like her face changed.
It's best to go through life a little crazy. I'll tell you that much.
Well, then I'm a winner.
But you notice how they shoot down everything that Lucy wants to do.
They do.
She wanted to invite people to her birthday party. She
wants a car.
Get her a car.
Nothing. Yeah.
She
I can't blame her. Just give the girl something, you know?
Yeah, get her a bag.
Get her a puppy, for God's sakes. She has that horse that she was struggling with that Ray slapped the horse's ass later on.
That's what I was like. I was like, what the hell? Like, go on now.
Slap that horse, Ray.
It was weird because that one little scene was like just like a little sliver, and then it cuts right into the next night or that night to the barbecue or whatever the hell the party was.
What party was that?
Was it just a party? I don't know. It's just a Ewing party, I guess.
They didn't say at all what it was for. They're just like,
we don't know what the party was for.
Yeah.
We'll just say it's Happy Friday. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe.
We got a new shipment of bourbon in, and we had too much bourbon. We thought we'd drink.
Yeah.
I don't know. And Ray shows up with his bolo tie.
Ray is a bolo tie kind of guy, though. I mean, he is.
And they had immediately jealous.
Nice little floral arrangement in the middle of the pool with the fountain coming out of it, you know, shooting up water. And
JR is toasted. He is totally toasted. You can tell. Like, I wonder if it's one of those times when Larry was actually drinking on set. Because
I think he was. I did.
His eyes are glassy.
When wasn't he drinking on set?
Yeah, true. I guess.
Yeah, but you know, there's sometimes I guess they're filming and it's like, well, it's too late. Just go ahead and write it into the scene because he's already. You can tell he was. I even thought that.
Yeah, his eyes were all glassy.
Yeah, like his reaction when Ray said that he loved Garnet. He goes, yeah, sure, I bet you do. Yeah, isn't that sweet? Yeah.
It was weird how he brought her, JR immediately zeroed in on her. But the thing about it is you don't ever really, or at least I didn't maybe, it just might be me, I never really got if JR zeroed in on her because Ray had her and he couldn't, or if he really thought, oh, well, she's an attractive woman. Because she is attractive, but she was not the most attractive person in that party, or probably that day that he saw. He just zeroed in on her because it's something that Ray, the ranch hand, has that he cannot have. That's what I got from it.
I thought JR probably felt like Ray up-chicked, you know?
Up-chicked.
He up-chicked, and he was like that, like, Ray doesn't deserve a girl like her like I do, and then Ray's all like, no, you know, she's mine, and then he's, like, JR doesn't like to be told no, like, I can't, I'm gonna have her. And then when she wasn't immediately like, sure, I'll just do whatever, because she was like, I don't care if you are good and bad. Many people are. I don't care. And he was all like, whoa, okay.
Yep.
He wants
that
what he
made him
have.
Even
yep, he
exactly.
all,
wants
yes.
what he doesn't have. And then when he gets it,
he doesn't want, anymore.
Doesn't want her.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
That's why he only wants to have sex with Sue Ellen when she does not want to have sex with him.
Exactly.
That's why by the end of the episode, after he had his way with Garnet, they mm-hmm. were playing cards in bed and not having sex in bed.
Yeah,
maybe.
And he looked at her, and this is later, but he looked at her like, and he was like, you were poor, weren't you? Like, it's just, it was like he was having a real conversation. I don't know if he felt sorry for her, and then he was like,
he's just trying to probably figure her out. Like, what is your deal?
I guess. Yeah.
You're poor, I'm rich, therefore I can have you. And I'll use my money to get what I want from you. I'll get a roll in the hay. You'll be under my thumb. You'll be my first company hooker, and I'll send you out and do all this with the exclusive arrangement, exclusive services deal, whatever.
That's so weird.
The exclusivity clause in the contract.
Yeah.
Well, the things I got from the small little party that we don't know what it was for was Lucy was extremely jealous. Mm-hmm. Garnet was a little slutty with Bobby. JR targeted her, like, went in immediately. Pam's outfit was so freaking ugly. Jock and Garnet dancing, that was weird.
Yeah.
And then for some reason it hit me, Sue Ellen hadn't even been in an episode. That's when it clicked in that I was like, where's Sue Ellen? She had not been in any scenes.
She did not have much to do in this episode. It was like she was a throwaway.
I think she was sick.
Yeah, because she only had one scene. And it was when Miss Ellie went to go check on her. And I was like, she must have been sick or something. And they just wrote her into
maybe
it later.
Yeah.
I don't know. Because she was not in one scene. She's mentioned two or three times. Like, where's Sue Ellen? Oh, she's resting. She's been ill or whatever.
Yeah.
So I was like.
Right. Was it this one? Or was it the next one?
I think it's an.
Trying to rekindle with Cliff.
That's the next one, I think.
Okay. Okay. I'll get to that because later. But there was something weird about that whole thing, too. But, yeah. But Ray, Lucy trying to rekindle with Ray, it's like you beat this dead horse. The guy's, you know, he doesn't want to be a pedophile anymore. It's too late. But
And he has, like, that whole speech where he's Ray. It was wrong. And I should have never let it get started. And I'm like, whoa, like, when did you come? All this wisdom came upon you when, like, maybe Jock gave him the land? What happened? That was, like, magical land that he gave him.
I don't know.
Well, no, wait. Ray wanted her when she was 17, but once she was legal and she was 18.
Right, then he was done. Oh, even worse. Gross, Ray.
See? Creepy person, I told you.
Creepy, gross, man.
I think even though he is weird, and maybe he's trying to, like, make that turn, like, this was wrong, we made mistakes, but that next morning after the party, when he comes to the ranch, and Lucy comes out, and he won't give her, like, the time of day, and she told him, she said, her quote, I need you to be there when I need you to be there.
Right.
Like when she came looking for him. That's weird. So she came out just prowling for sex last night and he wasn't at his house. That's weird.
Well, she's doing the exact same to him that JR is trying to do to Garnet. She is so... I feel like they're making the parallels between Lucy and JR in this episode a lot.
Yes.
Like she's very... She's a Ewing. She is very like JR. And this is...
And it was a wasted opportunity as the series went on because they could have... You know, she could have had Gary's shares, controlled
huge
those.
Huge wasted opportunity.
I think that. And, yeah.
Just, you know.
They could have done a lot more with her and made her that girl Ewing that just popped out of nowhere and had all the power. And they needed
I wonder if, given the opportunity, if Charlene had any idea, you know, if I ever have a chance to, like, ask her questions again. But if she had any idea of any storyline that she would have wanted to see Lucy have during the series that she didn't have, anything that they could have done differently with her character, what her take on it would be.
Probably now, but then she was so young and she was just probably excited to have that part and be on this great show and be so famous. She probably didn't care what the shit they gave her. You know, now looking back, like we said, we're seeing these things now.
Yeah. What she would say about, you know, where her character where she
I
would
love for her to come out and been like this like badass bitch that
took
over Ewing Oil.
Where she thinks her character would be, what her character is would be doing today if she had that.
They just fucked my whole new Dallas up. They did. They just fucked my whole new Dallas up and they canceled it the fucking third season.
Right.
Seriously, they could have done so much. This stuff now we're talking about that they missed or maybe didn't think of at the time, this shit could have come up. Lucy could have popped out of nowhere, kind of moved back from Atlanta and said, I'm coming in and having my steaks and walked into the boardroom. Like,
instead, she's
so
just
things.
Sitting, she's standing at the wedding with Ray being like, hi, and just saying hi to people, and that was it.
And she She had that lunch with John Ross, and she turned the she sided with the Gary's chair. She sided with Bobby, not letting him drill or have the rights to drill.
And I'm like, where are your shares, bitch? I mean,
they could have done so much more, but that's
so much.
Now I want to go back to the Garnet and JR in the restaurant and the ugly statues all over that restaurant.
I don't know, but her outfit was just as bad.
that was pretty bad.
That was an ugly restaurant.
It was really bad.
Looked like a Greco-Roman restaurant with these ugly statues. And they even had the ugly statue on the nightstand in Sue Ellen's scene. It was like, what the hell?
Yeah, I feel like they really were dressing her very much like 50s Patsy Cline or whatever, you know?
They were.
All of her outfits
especially
were
that
like,
pink.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It was weird. It was not very 1978.
I was trying to see when he said thinking about the lunch, but I think they were saying that this is just like the kind of lunch place, but then I think it doesn't really become the Cattleman's Club, like where they always go to lunch until like season 5.
Okay.
I don't know. I'll have to look that up. I actually didn't brought it up. I'll have to look it up.
Well, no, they were at the Cattleman's Club by the time that Jock had his line to Bobby about taking power, because Bobby interrupted their lunch at the Cattleman's Club. That was
the oil barons.
Yeah,
the oil barons club.
What's the pretty girl that always they talk to?
Dorme
at the front. Yes, I love Dorme. Ah, oh, she's coming.
And there was Cassie, the waitress, and Debbie.
Yes, right. And those are constant too. Like all these secretaries keep flipping around, but those bitches, the Cattleman Club, just stay. You know what I mean? Like they're constant. They're constant. So we need. There's another secretary in this episode. Did you notice that? Who was that girl that Bobby was talking to? And he's like, was that Garnet McGee? And she goes, yeah, it was.
Well, they had several different actresses I read playing Connie until they figured out on Jenna.
This is like number 5 because I don't know who this one was.
I've never seen her again.
It's like Connie 2.0, Connie 3.0, Connie 4.0, and then Jenna Michaels. I don't know. It's like, then we get to JR and his whole thing about the sending Ray down to Odessa for the bull, which was, he was full of bull, obviously.
He was full of bull, yeah.
It's like, when does JR actually care about a bull? I would have been right onto that. Lucy was onto that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But Jock believed him.
Because Jock really wanted that bull.
Well, yeah. Jock is soft since his heart attack. You know, JR doesn't care about the bull. JR doesn't care about cattle ranching and all that crap.
But Jock wants to believe that he does care, I think. I think he really does. And I think JR has Jock fooled enough to be like, yeah, I totally care about all the things you care about, you know, daddy. But
daddy.
But obviously he does not.
So he sends him down to Odessa. Ray proposes and wants Garnet to go with him. And the gold digger, obviously.
But again, she tells him.
She does tell him straight out.
She turns down.
She says, you're not going to get any more from me now if we're married. Wife is just a word.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, and it kind of sad. He looks a little pitiful. Mm-hmm. But which, real quick, back up. We skipped over just that when he came back to the ranch that morning in his outfit from the night before, obviously. Mm-hmm. That's when he talks to Jock about future plans. Okay, and he wanted to make sure he wasn't leaving South Fork. And then he gives them the present for, he says it's for his 20 years on South Fork.
Yes.
Which wasn't quite yet, but he wanted to go ahead and do it because he was excited about him and Gartler. But without saying anything else, just between me, you, and Josh, does Jock already know?
This is what I can't
remember. That's what I can't remember.
I saw him
give him that yellow envelope, does he already know and he's just been playing this up the whole time? Or does he not know yet and he's just a really nice guy and he loves Ray? I think he knows.
I think he knows, but I think can't
later it
either.
Tells us when he found out.
I think he has some intuition, but he was preparing to give him the land anyway for the 20th anniversary of it.
Right. And that was his excuse for giving it to him.
Didn't?
But I think that he gave it to him because he knows.
Right. I think that he kind of knows who Ray is when Ray comes to work for him when he's 15.
Because
I think Ray's mom sends him to South Fork, right?
I think you're right. Or his aunt or something. Yeah.
Somebody like that.
And he even said, you were a skinny 15-year-old. I knew you were going to work. I knew you were going to do the work and put in the time. And I knew you were going to stay.
Right.
And he did.
Right.
So this is like his reward.
Uh-huh.
But then as he's doing it, Jock's talking to him like,
uh-huh, this is the guys that I can give you something. Like, yeah, you've been here 20 years. So let me give you a whole bunch of land of mine.
A lot of land, extensive land. Yeah. Valuable land.
So anyway, land that
I would have killed to get my hands on, that's for sure.
Yeah, me too.
So Sue Ellen mentions, and maybe I'm wrong here, but so Sue Ellen is laying in bed, not feeling well, and then Miss Ellie comes in and talks to her.
Checks on her.
Yeah, and she's like, so where's JR? And she's like, oh yeah, he's out all night. It's fine. And Miss Ellie's like,
he's out with Dan.
Is it?
He's out with Dan.
It's fine.
It's like their way of telling each other, we know what's going on, but we're not going to say anything.
Right. Miss Ellie knows what's going on and is all like, girl, are you okay? Like, this sucks. And she's fine. And then she says that, she's been married to him for 7 years, so obviously she knows. But didn't they say before that they'd been married for 8 years?
I thought so.
Or am I wrong?
I don't know.
Basically, though, I think Ellie is checking on her. Sue Ellen's saying, thank you for checking on me. I know what's going on. I'm not stupid. But both of us are going to sweep it under the rug. That's what we do. That's the way I took it. Because they're like, which is so sad.
Well, when Luther Frick and Peyton came to the ranch and exposed JR's nefarious dealings in horizontally with other women, that really opened Sue Ellen's eyes to the entire way of his character in front of other people.
Right.
So
the whole thing.
She's not.
Yeah.
She knows he's not out with Dan Engels from Down Home Records. And when did JR have time to meet a guy who owns a record company? I mean, come on, please.
I know he's supposed to like know everybody, but how quaint and
right.
Perfect is that, right. That he knows the record company guy.
Right. And then he goes out to sign the contract, celebrate the contract with Garnet. And Bobby comes out, and there's that ugly painting on the wall that looks like some French war hero person. And
In the office?
Then Lucy shows up.
Yeah. I need to know who that painting is of, because it bothers me every single time. If anybody knows.
On there? I don't remember it later.
No, it wasn't there later.
It almost looks like General Lafayette or some French Revolutionary War.
I think it's from the Revolutionary War. I do.
Let's screenshot it and then put it on our Twitter or Instagram.
Yeah, I will totally do that and see if anybody knows.
You do it, I'll do it, okay. Yeah.
Someone in the internet has to know.
Someone on the internet probably owns that painting.
Probably. Probably do.
Oh. Okay.
I like when Lucy comes to the office and Luella's like, oh no, Jared's in the lab checking on oil samples.
And I was like, what the hell does that mean? He is not. He's in the shitter. That's where he is. Right. He's in the shitter.
Right.
That's your oil sample.
He's dipping his stick. That's what he's
doing.
Oh, Jesus, God.
I do not ever need that visual again.
Dipping his old stick. Oh, shit. Okay.
And then she tries on his sunglasses.
And she's like, that is weird. I said she must be, I made the note, she was desperate to go to him for help. She would never do
right.
that.
Right,
so she
right.
wanted the attention, wanted to do it bad, because she would not have gone to him. And he completely dismisses her. He's an asshole. She tries to blackmail him, and then it backfires on her, which is weird. I don't know. It's just the whole thing.
It's weird, because then we cut to, he's at Garnet's apartment. They're playing poker in bed or something like that. Doing their little chit chat, and then Lucy goes over to Ray's, his bunkhouse, whatever, and
she wants some loving.
Yeah, but he won't give it to her, so she spills the beans, and he goes cuckoo.
He flips her. Bananas. She flips her switch.
Yep.
Yes, and before I forget, I'm sorry. I want to interrupt you again. I promise. I noticed the weirdest, stupidest stuff. Y'all know I do, but I cannot stand the fact that. Does Garnet have that blue robe that says his just hanging in her bathroom for any man that comes over to have sex?
I was wondering that as well.
And at first I was like, how do you get a robe there? That's weird. And then I said, it says his on it. That's weird. It's like a slut robe. Like, that's weird.
It is weird.
And there's a picture of her and Ray on the nightstand.
Yep.
I saw that too.
And if we're talking about art.
So there obviously have been.
If we're talking about art, there is the painting on her wall that To say it very nicely is very Yannick, or to say it crudely, it looks like a vagina.
Oh, I didn't even notice it. See, I didn't notice the vagina. I noticed the blue robe.
Totally looks like a vagina.
So JR was dipping his stick, and she has a vagina on the wall.
Okay, I gotta find. I'm gonna find both of these pictures and screenshot them, mm-hmm. and I'm gonna put them on Twitter. You're gonna put them on Instagram. Mm-hmm,
for I'll sure.
This is so weird.
Did we all notice Jock was out smoking by the barn again?
Yes, he's totally like a teenager. Yes, I already am. Sneaking his smokes.
He's afraid of Miss Ellie. And I look, I was smoking in my house. I can only do this on some nights.
And it was interesting because when he was talking to Garnet in bed, JR, she said, and what about you? Why are you greedy? And he goes, I don't need an excuse to be greedy.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm JR Ewing. I don't need an excuse.
Not an excuse. I just, doesn't matter.
But did you see it at the end of that little scene before he basically starts kissing on her and she looks disgusted? She realizes for real what he is because he did all that nice stuff. And then at the very end, he leans in and says, and as soon as we get back, I want you to break it off with Ray. And if you don't, I will. It's like a threat. And that's his power. He does that to everybody. Anybody, his other messages coming forward. Just watch. He does it to every single one. He does it to Mandy. He does it to everybody. And he blackmails them. And then they love him. Weird. I keep saying weird.
Up till now, he and Ray have been buddy-buddy. You know, like good old boys. And this is really the turning point in their relationship.
Where they stop being friends.
And it was even referenced.
Huh?
It was even referenced in Conundrum in the series finale of the original series when someone referenced that, oh yeah, you and Ray used to be close until someone named Garnet McGee came between you.
McGee. Right. I kind of remember that.
So that really was the turning point in their relationship because we saw what happened when Ray showed up at her place. Yeah. And who choreographed that fight?
I don't know, but I put on there the cameras were hysterical on the fight scene on the bed. they're like all shaky around. It was all like blurry and sweaty. And that's my thing too. Did Garnet not have a fucking air conditioner? Because when they walked out, JR and Ray were both completely wet with sweat. And it wasn't just from fighting on the bed for 130 seconds.
And Ray had to rip open his shirt and reveal that he used the chest oil.
Yes.
And Bobby did not have a drop of sweat on him.
According to the recording contract, it was February 1978. So that's what the recording contract said. So I guess it's winter. So maybe she wouldn't need the air conditioner.
But did Ray need a reason to rip open his shirt to reveal that he was using the same chest oil that had been passed around?
Well, he turned into the Hulk, so he had to rip his shirt off.
Ugh.
I like that line. Ray is on top of JR beating him, and JR is telling Garnet to get Ray off of him.
Yeah.
Like, what is she going to do?
Yeah, no.
She's 95 pounds, if that. She's right. Not going to get him off.
There's no way.
Off of him. And then Bobby comes in.
I feel like Bobby's there out of nowhere. Like, all of a sudden, Bobby's there.
He was right behind him. And do you love the way Pam explained exactly where she lived? He's like, do you know where she lives? And he's like, she lives in da-da-da-da-da, right in the middle, Center Street, brick house. Like, you know, it's like, she knew exactly where she lived. It's like, she's a stalker.
Ray's, I'm sick of you Ewings using all your money.
I do. I had that written down, too.
I feel like that line is used by so many different people and in so many episodes and seasons. You Ewings and your money. Like, someone needs to put together, like, a montage of, like, every single one of those.
Well, that would be great. But the Bobby really, at the end, though, Bobby sums it up when he goes, you have an unholy knack for turning every good friend into an enemy. That is basically
it's so true. Hashtag truth. Yeah.
It is.
That is a tagline for his character.
Yeah. And he doesn't even say anything because it's true. Yeah. He can't deny it.
Yeah, he doesn't even respond.
No, he just stands there. And then it was weird because Ray is ready to leave, but then JR comes out and goes, Krabs, I want you off that ranch by sunup. And he goes, you know what? I was going to leave, but no, I'm not. I'm going to be here. And when you slip up, I'm going to nail your ass to the wall.
Good for him.
But then it ends with Ray and Lucy out. The last shot is Ray and Lucy out in the piece of land that Ray has gotten.
Oh, my God.
And, you know, she says she needs a friend and is like, are we finally putting that creepy romance to bed here?
I think
that's what it looks like.
Yeah, I hope so, anyway. And he does, and then he says that great speech where he's like, I'm not running out on you. You know, we're friends.
Yeah, and that's when she flips out
not,
and makes
we're
him...
just not going to fuck anymore.
Exactly.
And then she's like, okay. She's like, okay, that's
we're
cool.
Friends, but we're dropping the benefits.
Exactly.
Right. And she's like, oh, cool, because I don't actually have any friends, so.
Well, this is going to say, my exact notes were, Lucy apologizes to Ray, and it was sincere. I thought it was sincere. And then she said, can we still be friends? I don't have very many friends. And then I put in parentheses, because you're a slutty, conniving bitch. That's why I don't have any friends. And then I put, this was the stupidest, cheesy ending I've ever seen on this show, except for maybe one other. That's it. That's what I put.
Wow.
Exactly.
Yeah, nice.
Because it ends like that. It ends. It, like, pans off the ranch. And I was like, is that right?
What's weird is, you had Garnet. She said, don't try to break this contract because it's legal. Then we never hear of Garnet again.
I know, but she really...
When they said that Act of Love was the first serialized episode of the series, there, for the next few episodes, you're going to see these. There are still episodes that really still feel self-contained. This one felt like self-contained because it ended there, and then the next episode picks up with something else. And then at the end of that episode, that plot's over, and then they go on to something else.
But they are having some continuing things, like Sue Ellen's pregnancy.
Right.
It's continuing in this one. So they're ramping it up.
Right. There are threads of serialization, but it's not, the main storyline is not, of each episode is not continuing.
Yeah.
And I'm probably going to have 20 pages of notes when we get to those continuing storylines.
Right. Yeah.
But that's all I have on this
one. I'm trying to find the vagina picture. Is it above her? Is it above her bed or on the other wall?
It's on the opposite wall, and it just kind of.
Here it goes. Oh, damn! I almost got it. I almost got the screenshot. I couldn't get it.
What are you looking?
She's
for?
Looking for the vagina.
The vagina picture.
I just saw it. It's on the door wall by the door, and it looks like a big red vagina.
Yep.
Yeah.
Big red vagina.
I couldn't quite get it, but I'm gonna get back. Yeah. Okay. Sorry.
I don't think I noticed that because I was too busy laughing at the fact that they were playing poker in bed.
Yeah, that was weird. That was very weird.
I think that's the only time you're going to see JR doing something other than dipping.
I cannot get it.
What do you think? I just have to say that I'm eating peach pie here, and bourbon and peach pie go very well.
Oh. Yeah, that would. That would go very well together.
I'm hungry.
Are we going to give it our how many shots?
I'll do 3.5.
I'll do 3.75. 3.75. That's really weird for me. So not a great episode. This is a episode where I think they just give Ray a storyline, which I liked. That was my, I didn't really have a love. So
yeah,
I just said Ray's episode. That was good.
I didn't hate it.
And the weekly rating was number 39 for the week. It was 39.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not great.
No.
All right. Anything else?
Yeah. That's
another piece of pie.
All right. Thank you guys for listening to this episode. Please join us on social media, on Twitter, on Facebook, and on Instagram. We are Ewing BBQ. And actually on Twitter, we're BBQ Ewing. And yeah, join us next week for Fallen Idol. And we will see you next week. Bye.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.